Welcome into another edition of Panthers Insider, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey here on a Saturday morning, as we always do. Doug Plagans here with you, Dan Day on the other side of the glass. And well, we'll recap the week that was. We've got a couple of Panthers wins to talk about, including an exciting one from last night. Got a lot of sound coming your way here this segment, so a lot to get to. We will talk all things Panthers with my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network. Billy Lindsay is going to stop by coming up next segment. We'll take a look at the road ahead for the Panthers. We'll take a look at the rest of a busy Saturday across the National Hockey League. The playoff race is in full force. We'll get to that later on in the hour. At the moment, the Panthers atop the Atlantic Division after a big victory a night ago. So again, lots to discuss as far as the Panthers are concerned, as far as the playoff races are concerned, the race for the top spot in the Atlantic Division. Exciting time to be following these Florida Panthers as we come up on the month of April, folks. That's right. Coming up on Tuesday, April starts. Playoff start in April. It's getting to be that time of the year, folks. So again, lots to get to here on this hour of Panthers Insider. The Panthers' next game will be tomorrow at Amerant Bank Arena and Sunrise, and that comes before a four-game road trip. So you don't want to miss your chance to get out to Amerant Bank Arena tomorrow to see the Panthers and a playoff hopeful, the Montreal Canadiens. Big game for both teams. Panthers trying to keep rolling, trying to keep that top spot in the Atlantic Division. Montreal, on the other hand, they're trying to secure one of those wild card spots, trying to get back into the playoff mix. So a lot on the line for both teams. Tomorrow, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, a Sunday matinee at Amerant Bank Arena. We're on the air with Panthers Preview at 12:30. But again, we'd love to see you there. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Before we get to talking about the week that was, mention the Panthers hitting the road after that game tomorrow against Montreal. Tuesday, they'll be in Montreal, an April 1st matchup against the Canadiens at the Bell Center. So tomorrow's the first back-to-back against Montreal. Panthers and the Canadiens tomorrow in Sunrise. Tuesday in Montreal, the Panthers begin that four-game road trip. Wednesday, the Panthers are going to be in Toronto, a huge game there. The Panthers have two left against the Leafs. Those two matchups could very well decide who finishes first in the Atlantic Division. The Panthers, a week from today, are in Ottawa. A week from tomorrow, they're in Detroit. And then the Panthers begin a run of 4 of 5 on home ice to close out the regular season. Their next home game after tomorrow is Tuesday the 8th, a week from Tuesday again against Toronto. And you don't want to miss that. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. And I did mention the Panthers on Wednesday. They're going to be in Toronto. You know what else is going to be Wednesday? A watch party. You can get on out to Funky Buddha Brewery in Fort Lauderdale, and the Cats take on Toronto coming up on Wednesday night. Enjoy drink specials, giveaways, Panthers hockey, and more. FloridaPanthers.com/CatsOnTap is where to go for all the information. And you'll want to be going there to get all the information as we get closer and closer to the Stanley Cup playoffs and beyond. But the Panthers getting into these big games, it feels like, every single day. Tomorrow's one of them. Hope to see you out at Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers and the Canadiens tomorrow at 1 p.m. Well, taking a look back at the week that was, since we last spoke to you on Panthers Insider, the Panthers, of course, got back home Sunday. They took on the Pittsburgh Penguins, won that game in a shootout, and it was a thriller. The Panthers and the Penguins seem to always play entertaining games. They had another one back on Sunday, so why don't we start right there? We've got the highlights from the big win over the Pittsburgh Penguins. That was back on Sunday evening at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. Here are the highlights from that one as they aired on the Panthers Radio Network.
Seth Jones for Barkov. Sent down to the far corner. Carlson after it. Over on that far side of the ice, it's chopped down behind the net. Picked up, played up the near boards. Brian Rust fumbles it away. Reinhardt in front of shot. He scores! Sam Reinhardt, top corner, 1-0 Panthers. Sam Reinhardt beats Jari. Upstairs, glove side of the Panthers. Strike first here tonight. Barkov back to play it, and he'll bring it along left to right across your radio. 1:13 on the Panthers power play presented by Publix. Here's Reinhardt heading in right circle to the front of the net. A shot! He scores! A power play goal for Sam Reinhardt. The Panthers are back to within one. Reinhardt's got two. He ripped that one on net. Chari got a piece of it, but not all of it. And the Panthers, again, now down just a goal. Lundell through center ice. Lundell right side, Boquist. Backhand down low. Lundell has it off the inboard. Backhand out front. Into the far circle, Nate Schmidt there. To the line, Luostarinen covering across right side. Shot, they score! And the Panthers have tied the game. Out of the right circle, Anton Lundell. A one-timer, and we're tied at three. Barkov will go first for the Panthers. He heads in right to left across your radio. Barkov dances in between the circles. Backhand down low. He scores. What a move from Barkov. He beats Chari down low. And Barkov starts the shootout with a goal. And Brian Rust, he'll grab the puck at center ice. Heads to the left. Rust cuts in from that left side, and he's stopped by the outstretched left pad of Bobrovsky, and the Panthers win it in the shootout. 4-3, the final score. The Panthers get the second point, a shootout win over Pittsburgh, and Sergei Bobrovsky outstretched with the left pad, got just enough of that to stop Rust and seal this one up. Panthers 4, Penguins 3. That's a final in the shootout.
And a big win for the Panthers. That was back on Sunday. The Panthers 4-3 over the Penguins by way of the shootout. Sergei Bobrovsky turned away all three shooters that he faced in that shootout to lock down the win. And Alexander Barkov, the only shooter to score during that shootout portion to help the Panthers to that important second point in the standings. And, well, every point so important right now. And that's a big reason why the Panthers have that top spot in the Atlantic. We'll get to more on last night's game in a moment. But somewhat rare at this point in the season, the Panthers, between games, had four consecutive non-game days at home. A good opportunity for the Panthers to catch their breath as a group, to rest up. And in the middle of that, back on Wednesday, had a chance to catch up with Panthers defenseman Nico Mikkola. And, well, right here, he says it was nice for the team to have a few days off at home like they did.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's good for, like, mentally and also the recovery-wise, like, a couple of days. And also got a couple of good practices, so it's good for us.
You guys are in a tight race for the division lead right now. You yourself, how much are you paying attention to what's going on across the rest of the league? How much are you looking at the standings every day?
Not every day, but yeah, obviously, you know, like, it's three teams and battling for the first spot, and we won it, and just go at the game by game.
And how much fun is it to play in these games when you know that every time you step on the ice, no matter who you're playing against, it's important? You know the game's going to mean a lot, not only to you guys, but to the opponent as well.
Yeah, it's starting to build up on the playoff mode. Every team is playing for points almost, and they want to win and or play for the next year contract or whatever. So it's always a little bit tighter, faster, and heavier at this time of the year.
Panthers defenseman Nico Mikkola there. That was back on Wednesday. We had a chance to catch up with him. And speaking of Wednesday's media availabilities, here was Panthers head coach Paul Maurice back in the middle of the week. Was asked about the tight race atop the Atlantic and, well, how much the team is paying attention to the standings.
I don't think it's the lead item that we talk about. We really don't talk about the standings very often. I think for these three teams, it supplies a little bit of energy that you may not have if it was spread out and there wasn't anything else on the line to play for. Everybody's probably just trying to gear up their game, understanding that the next style of hockey that's going to be played will be at a different intensity level. So you want to get your details right, and you want to, but nobody still is going flat out into playoff. The teams, that's the advantage that we enjoyed a couple of years ago, and the teams that are fighting for their lives right now, even if the games aren't played as physically as they will be in the playoffs, they're played by those teams with an emotional level that we don't quite get to. And that's completely normal because it is an energy source that comes from the outside. So the guys come wired to the games, I get all that. But if you are coming to that game thinking if you lose this, it may cost us the playoffs, then you get a whole different level of awareness to the game. So there's an advantage to those teams. We've been in a few of those games here for the last couple of years, so we understand that. We all have faith in it. The three teams that are sitting at the top have had pretty good regular seasons, so they're good teams. So different energy levels, different energy sources, but I think the mentality of everybody feels it coming, right? It's only 10 to 12 games away, and then it's on.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice there and talking about that race between the Panthers, the Leafs, the Lightning for that top spot in the Atlantic. And everybody knows the playoffs are on the horizon and a playoff type feel. Once again, you're going to have that every single night, but the Panthers took on the Utah Hockey Club last night at Amerant Bank Arena. They got back to the action. So you had the Panthers getting back on home ice with an opportunity to, with a win, get back into the top spot in the Atlantic. But also the big news going into that one, the highly anticipated Panthers debut of Brad Marchand. And he made a big impact in last night's win. It was a 2-1 overtime win for the Panthers over the Utah Hockey Club. Brad Marchand picked up an assist on the game winner. Let's relive the big plays from last night as they aired on the Panthers radio network.
Hacky Samuskevich in the far circle. Backhand of the end boards, Barkov. Samuskevich far side. Hacky Samuskevich, top of the far circle, threads it down to Barkov in front. And he scores a power play goal. And the Panthers take a 1-0 lead. Sam Bennett set up on the doorstep by Barkov. Cooley looking across, intercepted by Forsling. 2-on-1 for the Panthers. Forsling with Marchand. He'll try a backhand feed, bounces back Forsling, then a shot. It deflects wide. Marchand behind the net. Brad Marchand, far circle, Bennett. Bennett to back, and he scores! The overtime winner, Sam Bennett. 2-1, the Panthers winning in overtime. Bennett set up by Marchand, and that's how this one ends.
So you hear it right there. The Panthers, big winners a night ago, 2-1 in overtime over Utah. So the Panthers now a one-point edge over Toronto for the division lead. The Panthers, the Leafs, the Lightning, they've all played 72 games. They've all got 10 left in the regular season. The Panthers, 1 point up on Toronto, 2 points up on Tampa Bay. The Panthers not playing today, playing tomorrow. We'll tell you how the weekend shapes up for the Leafs and the Lightning a little bit later on. Brad Marchand picking up an assist on the game-winning goal that Sam Bennett scored. It was the second of the game, 25th of the year for Sam Bennett. Here's Brad Marchand post-game and talking about how it felt to get out there with his new team and his Panthers debut.
It's great to get the win and be part of that with the guys that compete so hard here. And it's just nice to get out there and feel like you're part of it. It's tough watching in a position like this, but great to be out there with them again. You know, you want to be with the group right away. I mean, it's the best way to build chemistry, build relationships, and find your game on the ice with the group. It's tough when you're out and we're traveling, and my schedule is different than the group's. But I'm just trying to spend as much time with the team as I can. And coach staff was awesome. They brought me in for all the meetings, pre-games, so that I could just kind of get accustomed to the way they did things around here, which definitely helped me feel more comfortable coming in today. But it's such a great group to come into. Everybody's so welcoming and really, really good group in the room, which made the transition very easy.
Brad Marchand there. That was post-game last night. He picked up that assist on the game winner. Sam Bennett scored the game winner. Here's Sam Bennett after last night's victory. First, talking about Marchand's debut and how he fit in.
It's pretty obvious. He hasn't played for, a month now, and he steps right in and, he's dominating and controlling the game. That's tough to do in your first game back, and especially on a new team. But I think he's gonna fit in here real nice. I think definitely playing at Four Nations. I really enjoyed playing with him there and found a little bit of chemistry there. And I think just the more that we play together, the more we're gonna find that chemistry and just little tendencies that players have. You really just can pick it up when you start playing with guys. So the more we play together, the better it's going to get, I think.
So Bennett there talking about playing with Brad Marchand. They obviously teamed up on the game-winning goal. Here's Sam Bennett talking about the win over Utah overall last night.
Yeah, for sure. It's trending in the right direction, obviously. There's still some things that we can improve on a little bit, but I think we're trending in the right direction to peak at the right time, and all we're doing right now is just trying to play the right way and prepare for the playoffs. So that's our goal every game.
And one last thought post-game from last night. This is Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. Back to talking about Brad Marchand. How did he feel that he played in his debut last night with the Panthers?
Good. Right? He makes a lot of small area plays in traffic and in corners that are really hard to do. His hands are fantastic. I thought in the third period when he went back over to the left and Savuskevich came to the right that that line got a little faster. It's a little easier on the breakout. You don't have people going the other way. So there's a good start and gives us a little different look.
So we liked it there. Liked how Brad Marchand fit in with his new team last night. And good to have this opportunity now, a good stretch run to really get acclimated with everything as the Panthers again pursue the Atlantic Division crown. Panthers fans, Baptist Health Iceplex at FTL War Memorial is open and ready for you. Register today for public skate sessions, hockey programs for kids and adults, curling and more. Come enjoy this brand new community gym in the heart of downtown Fort Lauderdale. Go to FTLWarMemorial.com for all the program details and to sign up. And a reminder, Panthers fans, join the 93 Society email club. Stay up to date on all things Panthers. Be the first to know about special ticket offers, exclusive events, and so much more. Sign up now at FloridaPanthers.com. Panthers back at it tomorrow afternoon against the Montreal Canadiens at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. And then the Panthers are on the road for four straight beginning Tuesday night. So you don't want to miss tomorrow's game. Get out there and see this Panthers team in person. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. And as far as where to tune in for tomorrow's game, you can find us on our flagship home, 560 WQAM in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, Real Radio 92.1 on the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country down in the Florida Keys. You can always find us on the free Panthers app. Hit that radio button in the top right corner. You'll get us every game there. If you're a SiriusXM subscriber, in the car on Channel 219, also on your app, on your online listening platforms. That's tomorrow's broadcast information. The Panthers and the Montreal Canadiens coming your way. A 1 o'clock matinee tomorrow from Amerant Bank Arena and Sunrise. And we're on the air with Panthers preview at 12:30. Well, joining us on the other side of the break to relive last night's win, to look back at the week that was, to look ahead, talk about tomorrow's game, to talk all things Panthers, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, is going to stop by coming up on the other side. And then later on, we'll talk about, well, what's on tap for not only the Panthers? We talked about what's next for them. They're off today playing the Montreal Canadiens tomorrow. But what's coming up for Toronto? What's coming up for Tampa Bay? How do things fall into place as far as this Atlantic Division race is concerned for the rest of the weekend? We'll get to all that coming up later on in the program as well. Billy Lindsay coming up on the other side. Folks, just getting started here on Panthers Insider. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. I'm Doug Plagans. This is Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. The Panthers 2-1 winners last night over the Utah Hockey Club. We'll get to some talk about that here in just a moment. Doug Plagans here with you as always, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. A rare Saturday with no game for the Panthers, so there will be action across the rest of the National Hockey League and the playoff races that we can pay attention to. Special guest coming up here in just a moment. The Panthers back at it tomorrow when they welcome in the Montreal Canadiens. And so certain to be a playoff type of feel tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers wrapping up a homestand. Montreal coming to town. They're trying to grab one of those wild card spots. Panthers trying to keep things rolling, trying to stay atop the Atlantic Division. And, of course, the games just seem to get bigger going down the stretch. 1 o'clock tomorrow, Panthers in Montreal. We're on the air with Panthers Preview at 12:30 on the Radio Network. We'd love to see you there, though. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your Panthers tickets. And the Panthers, as I mentioned, going on the road for four straight after that one. So you don't want to miss tomorrow's action against Montreal one way or another. Make sure you are tuned in. Make sure you're there. Make sure you're following along. Again, Doug Plagans here with you, joined by my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, my friend and yours, Billy Lindsay, kind enough to join us here on a Saturday morning. And, well, Billy, the Panthers 2-1 winners over Utah last night. First thing we're going to start with,
Obviously, the big news going into the Utah game. Yeah, it was a big one for the Panthers in the standings, trying to get that top spot in the Atlantic Division. But Brad Marchand, his much-anticipated Panthers debut, what did you take away from the first game for number 63 in red last night?
He's going to fit right in. He's impactful. You can tell right away by the speed. Not the biggest guy, but it's not East-West hockey. And what this team loves is play in straight lines. And Brad Marchand doesn't zigzag a lot. It is just north and south hard. And he had a huge impact on the game. First, coming off that injury, he was well-conditioned, ready to go. And it was just on the second power play unit. Didn't kill penalties, but a lot of time at even strength and seemed to have really good chemistry with Bennett and Samuskevich while they were out there. And he's able to play. He understands defensive hockey about as good as anyone in the NHL. And he has the best plus-minus rating of any active player, plus 280-something in his career. So you bring a player like that in, he's going to grasp the systems really quick. It's not going to take long coming over here. And he's perfect. It's round peg and round hole for Bill Zito again, for Paul Maurice to handle. You're not trying to do something or invent the wheel with a player like Marchand. You know exactly what you're getting and how he's going to fit into the locker room anytime you can get a former captain of one of the most historic franchises that we have in our league, from the Boston Bruins, to come over. You know you're getting good and great value, and we saw it on display. And then in overtime, setting up Bennett for the winner, something that I, after the check to the melon last year by Bennett to Marchand in the playoffs, so that sentence I don't believe I would ever thought or foreshadowed would ever come out of my mouth, that Marchand to Bennett for an overtime winner. You saying it, I was like, almost fell off my seat. Wow, that actually happened. But they're the two of the elite competitors in the game, two of the best, and they play hard. And Bennett with a couple of goals last night, the only two goals, and Marchand assisting the overtime winner. Clutch players, they come up big at big times.
And that's what they did last night. Sam Bennett scored both Panthers goals in a 2-1 overtime win over the Utah Hockey Club last night, a win that, for the time being, vaulted the Panthers back into that top spot in the Atlantic Division. So, big win for the Panthers last night, and now they find themselves with 10 games to go in the regular season, sitting atop the Atlantic. Doug Plagans here alongside Billy Lindsay this morning, Panthers insider, as always, on a Saturday morning. And with Brad Marchand, one more on him before we start talking other things Panthers hockey, but Brad Marchand, and Paul Maurice mentioned this, similar to Matthew Tkachuk in that you know so many things about his game and he's accomplished so much, but I think it's when you see his hands and his ability around the net, in tight. We saw him set up the overtime goal last night. His hands are all world, and I think that's something we're really gonna catch a glimpse of here as we get to see him every night down the stretch.
Yeah, same with Matthew Tkachuk. Imagine having those two guys with their hands in tight around the net. That's what this Panther team loves to do, attack the net, play a hard brand, and that's what Marchand's been doing his whole life. Worked his way up from a fourth-line guy, third-line guy, into the power play duty, into a borderline Hall of Famer right now. 24 points, but more, and he gets to 1,000. Over 1,000 games played, over 1,000 penalty minutes along that career. One of the best penalty killers that we've seen. The accolades are there. So when you talk about Marchand and everything that he brings, it just adds more spice and flavor, along with the emergence of Samuskevich. Had a really nice play on the first power play goal that was scored by Bennett. The patience is starting to evolve, and that's coming from within. So you add all this from the outside, you get Marchand, you get Seth Jones and Ekblad after the first couple of games of the playoffs, going to be all set. And those pieces just, for Paul Maurice now looking down at his bench, once that all hopefully comes to fruition, is going to go, okay, yeah. And you're looking to this rest for Marchand's good for older players and all this and the defensive structure. And they're the best team in the NHL in one goal games now are the Panthers. They're built to play that way, tight, with confidence. And an addition of a player like Marchand's only going to add to that confidence, not only on the ice but in the dressing room. Now you have another leader. Reinhart's a leader in his own way. Marchand, Barkov, Tkachuk, everyone kind of leads in their own way. And when you have that kind of stealth ability with that kind of leadership, it just makes you that much more potent of a club and that much more calm and real high duress situations, and we've seen it, and it's really coming to show of late.
Bill Lindsay, our guest here on Panthers Insider, a night after, I should say morning after, a 2-1 Panthers win over the Utah Hockey Club last night. And a couple things I want to get to off of what you just said, and a perfect segue, and means we've been calling games together for a long time, because I was going to ask you about Mackie Samuskevich, and I want you to elaborate on that. But this is a guy, Billy, early in the season, remember, he was getting on the power play a little bit, but he started the season playing on the fourth line quite a bit. And just in terms of watching his whole season and his continued evolution into the offensive weapon that he's really become, seems to be getting stronger as the season goes on, which is pretty tough for a 22-year-old in his first full go-around in the National Hockey League, but he seems to be getting stronger as things go along. How much do you think early in the season that time on the fourth line benefited him in terms of just learning the ropes here?
So we always knew he could score, that part of the ability. Once you come to the NHL as a young kid, you have to establish yourself that you can dig down deep in the corners. You can win as a winger, win battles along the wall, fit into the system here. This is Samuskevich. We dump the puck in here, and then we go get it back. Can you do that for us? If you can't, you're not going to play for us, and that's part of the ability. So as the fourth-line guys start to dump it in, play good defensive hockey, when we saw that he got scoring opportunities, we saw that wicked release he has and how quick it can be. So he learned the both ends of the rink. That's the valuable part of being a fourth-line guy and understanding the whole concept and the whole package of what it means to become an NHL player. You just, unless you are the elites of the elites, you cannot be one-dimensional. And now that Samuskevich is with getting that power play time with the injury with Matthew Tkachuk and getting onto that number one unit, now you start to see the real confidence in the scoring. And what that bleeds over to is into the five-on-five play, now playing into a top six role. But he's earned every inch of that. As you said, you graduate from one step to the next step, and now we're starting to see what he's best at. And what he's best at is scoring and assist. And I'm starting to see the patience with Samuskevich, the ability now, because on that power play, he's hanging on to the puck a beat extra when he gets it. It's not necessarily the game when you're young seems so fast, so rapid. But all of a sudden, the process, once you become used to it, it slows down in your mind. And you, even though the game's happening at warp speed, what's developed in your mind is starting to slow down, if that makes sense. Slow down a lot. And that's happening for Samuskevich now. So he's used to the speed and used to all that. Now your skills can start to come to fruition and say, I belong here. I belong in this league. And give Samuskevich credit. There was no guarantee that he was going to be maybe a fourth liner all year or whatever the role was going to be. But he has put himself and forced himself into a position where he can elevate his play and become now a real, real integral part of this team as we move towards the playoffs.
Yeah, Mackie Samuskevich making an impact. Got his first taste of the National Hockey League last year in first full season in the NHL, and just seems to get more and more comfortable every single night as this Panthers team makes a push for the top spot in the Atlantic Division. Doug Plagans here with you alongside Billy Lindsay for a little bit longer here this morning on Panthers Insider. Billy, what have you liked the most about Seth Jones, the way he's been able to fit in? Last night, Panthers had to kill off some penalties at some important situations in the hockey game, and Seth Jones led all Panthers in shorthanded time on ice as they went 4-for-4 as a group. That's been a big thing for this Panthers team over the last month or so since the trade deadline. The guys Bill Zito brought in, not only all talented players, but they all kill penalties, and Seth Jones was a big part of that last night.
Yeah, and one of the better games that we've seen from Seth Jones, and he's a minute muncher. He eats it up. He's used to playing around 25 to 27 minutes his whole career, and that was supposed to be brought down when he came over here with Ekblad and Forsling and kind of a lessened role. But with Ekblad and everything that's happened there, he's been thrust right back into...
And Kulikov being out.
Yeah, and Kulikov being out, he's been thrust right back into that duty of playing 25-plus minutes a night. But that's the good thing about Jones, is he's very adept at being into that role. I thought he was much more assertive last night, much more aggressive... He had a really good chance into overtime. Skates well in the long reach. That's why you want him out there on that penalty kill. He covers so much ground with his skating ability and the reach. And he's got more offensive upside, but is similar to Mikkola in the way that he defends. It doesn't always have to be with the body or the big checks. His skating and edge work is good enough, and with his stick, to position himself where he's not going to get caught out of play. And if you're playing 25, 27 minutes a night, you have to be efficient. You have to know when you can step on the gas, when you can't. And it's starting to feel like Seth Jones is step-by-step here getting that. The goals and assists will start to come for him. He's got an innate offensive ability, very capable. But as far as what you're seeing from Seth Jones and that ability to be out there on the penalty kill has already shown the value that you need from him. The penalty killing is red hot. And a big portion, as you just talked about, is Seth Jones.
Panthers 2-1 winners over Utah last night. And, Billy, we talked about it a lot during the broadcast a night ago, but the Panthers comfortable in the one-goal games. And you played the National Hockey League for a long time. Can you describe what it feels like when you have a team that's comfortable in a one-goal game versus when you have a team that maybe when you're only up a goal, things feel wobbly?
Yeah, they do feel wobbly, and I've been on different kinds of spectrums of it. And where I really started to feel comfortable was down here with our early Panther teams. We played a lot of close, tight, one-goal games, and we become accustomed to it. And I remember even personally for myself, I would get thrust out there into the 6-on-5. I'd be on the 5 side with the extra attacker. And first few times, even first about 5-10 times, I was nervous, legitimately nervous and kind of scary. The more repetitions that you got and the more that you got put into that situation, then you wanted to jump over the boards. Get me out. This is my job. I can do this. And once you've been through that and you've won Stanley Cups, or we went to a Stanley Cup in 96, all of a sudden, instead of just having that just that kind of anxious feeling in your stomach when you get out there, you want, put me out there. And that's what this Panther team has. When it's close, everyone on that bench, I can do this job. This is for me. Put me out there. Let me do this. This is what I'm all about. And that's pretty much up and down that through that whole lineup. They're not sitting on the bench sitting, okay, just kind of back on our heel. They are jumping over the boards. I'm going to be the difference maker. I'm going to be the hero. Everyone's saying that to themselves. And I firmly believe that, because I, even as a third, fourth line, when I got chances, and you gave me a chance into a one-goal game, and it was late, even if it was against Lemieux or whoever, I'm going to shut him down. This is me. This is my, yeah. So that's all part of it. That's winning that trophy. You just more relaxed and a more real want to be in that situation.
And the Panthers, it's been a hallmark trait for this team in the Paul Maurice era. It just feels like this Panthers team, as things are, comfortable when a lot of other teams might be uncomfortable. And a situation like last night, close game, going into overtime, and the Panthers were the assertive team. They were the team that really had the puck for all the overtime period last night. 2-1, the Panthers got it done over Utah. And you talk about games having a different feel here this time of the year. Shifting gears, Billy, to tomorrow, the Panthers are going to be taking on a Montreal team that's going to be coming in here with all sorts of desperation, and it's going to be the first of back-to-back games the Panthers and Canadiens are going to play against each other, because the Panthers are going up to Bell Center for a game on Tuesday night, and that's going to be one with a great atmosphere, I'm sure, too. So a playoff-type feel, playoff positioning on the line in different places for both teams, and two straight games against each other. This should be a fun little set of games, but at the same time, what do you expect tomorrow when a desperate Montreal team comes in, a Montreal team that's going to be playing meaningful games down the stretch, and that's what they wanted to be doing. But now that they're there, and now that they've been in a wild card spot, I'd imagine just playing the meaningful games isn't enough for them. They're going to want to try to get a seat at the table.
Yeah, they want to push, and you use that word desperate. That's exactly right. So they were able to gather those points at home. They had some third period comebacks, and then they had this really daunting road trip coming up. Started with a red hot St. Louis team, lost that game, went into Philadelphia, and they got the coaching change. We all know how that goes, and Philadelphia got the coaching bump and knocked off Montreal, and then a very good Carolina team last night they ended up losing to. So you come on a 3-game losing streak, 75 points, still right in the hunt, though. even losing those games. You're down to 10 games. And this is, for that Montreal team, a young group, Marty St. Louis, trying to educate and the growth. This is meaning. This is playoff hockey for them. And you're going to get their absolute best. They're going to throw everything at you. And Lane Hudson on defense is one of the, like, he's Quinn Hughes. He's that type of defenseman. Suzuki, their captain, one of the most underrated players in the league. Caulfield is scoring a bunch. And Slefkovsky, a second overall pick in 2022, coming along. And then they're underlying players are a lot. They're gritty and they're hard and they're going to play against you. So I would expect fully on for a Montreal team to come out here and probably give you one of their best efforts they've had all season long. You're going to have to be prepared for it because, yes, they want to be in this position. And now once you get that, you maybe can taste it. Okay, let's see how you can handle that. Marty St. Louis and the Montreal Canadiens are, I'm sure Marty St. Louis is testing his group and pushing his group. Guys, we're here. Now let's see if we can get it across that finish line, and the Panthers are trying to deny that.
Billy Lindsay, our guest here Saturday with no Panthers game, but that's because we've got the 1 o'clock in the afternoon matinee tomorrow when the Panthers welcome in Montreal. We're on the air with Panthers preview at 12:30. 1 o'clock, we'll drop the puck. The Panthers playing their final home game before four straight on the road after this, so you want to make sure you're there tomorrow. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK, Panthers and Montreal tomorrow. But Billy, in closing, one more. These playoff races, they're not heating up, they're heated up. St. Louis is on a roll. You look at some of the other subplots around the league. Is there one thing you're paying the most attention to outside of the Panthers, something that has caught your interest the most when you look at the playoff races on both sides, something that intrigues you here as we head down the stretch? Or is it just this three-horse race atop the Atlantic that the Panthers are right in the middle of?
Well, the Eastern Conference, as we talked about, that wild card race is wild, and we'll see what happens. And it could be a low number we talked about last night. Could be 89, 90 points that get you in the playoffs on the Eastern side, which is staggering to think about. But that is a reality. On the other side is there's some heavyweights. You look at that, the Central Division with Winnipeg, Colorado, Dallas, and then Minnesota and St. Louis playing the way that they are. I believe St. Louis, with the 8 or 9 game winning streak that they've been able to put together, have solidified a playoff position, and they find themselves right on the heels of Minnesota, which is, you know, Minnesota's got to fight for staying out of that wild card position. And even the Winnipeg Jets, believe it or not, as great as their season has been, and even with a win last night, only have a 6-point lead over Dallas coming. So they're not even secured that division title down to the wire. I'll look forward to it all. It's I'm interesting to see the seeding, what comes out of the Central exactly, where everyone finishes as far as wild cards, 1, 2, 3, because it's kind of all up in the air. So outside of the Eastern Conference and the wild card race, it's the Central Division to me with what's there is the five. With five teams playing unbelievable hockey at this very moment.
Yeah, that's going to be worth watching, no doubt about it. And a Dallas-Colorado first-round matchup, whoa, that's a juicy one, too, yeah, if that happens. So, again, lots of different subplots as we pay attention to the action across the National Hockey League. Billy, a Saturday with no Panthers game, so a rare Saturday with no Panthers game. So go enjoy yourself here today. And as always, thanks so much for stopping by on Panthers Insight.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much. Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network. We'll have all the action coming your way tomorrow when the Panthers and Montreal hit the ice at Amerant Bank Arena at 1 o'clock. We've still got more of the Panthers Insider Show coming up on the other side. Stay with us. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Oh, welcome back. You're on the Panthers Insider Show. Big thanks to Billy Lindsay for stopping by last segment to talk all things Florida Panthers hockey. It's the Panthers and the Montreal Canadiens coming up tomorrow at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise, and you don't want to miss that. 1 o'clock face-off of the Panthers and the Canadiens tomorrow. Panthers will be looking to stay atop the Atlantic Division.
Montreal, they're going to be trying to stem the tide a little bit. They'll be coming in on a three-game skid. They lost in Raleigh last night, and the Canadiens, they're in that wild card race, and they're at a point where they can't afford to take many more L's. A lot of teams battling for that last wild card spot, and they're going to be desperate coming in tomorrow for the first of back-to-back that the Panthers and the Canadiens are going to play. So a lot on the line for both teams. Both teams, different places in the standings. But, again, the game will mean a lot to both clubs. So you don't want to miss it tomorrow, 1 o'clock, 12:30. We're on the air with Panthers Preview. And you can find it across the Panthers Radio Network, 560 WQAM in Miami-Dade and Broward Counties, Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 on the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Keys. The Panthers app, hit that radio button in the top right corner, Sirius XM, Channel 219, lots of places to tune in tomorrow. For the Panthers and Montreal, you don't want to miss any of it. Panthers hit the road for a game Tuesday night in Montreal, 7 o'clock, and then Wednesday night, 7:30, the Panthers in Toronto. That's another huge one. As I mentioned earlier, get on down to Funky Buddha Brewery in Fort Lauderdale. Panthers and the Leafs Wednesday night drink specials, giveaways, Panthers hockey, and more. FloridaPanthers.com/CatsOnTap for more information. Real quick before we wrap things up here on Panthers Insider, what's going on across the rest of the playoff race today? Of course, the Panthers don't play, but other games that concern that pursuit of the top spot in the Atlantic. The Panthers right now have first place in the Atlantic Division through 72 games. They're 1 point up on Toronto, and they are 2 points up on the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Panthers with 91 points, Leafs with 90, Tampa Bay with 89. Today at 2 o'clock Eastern, the Islanders will visit the Lightning, so that's Tampa Bay's next game. Tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern, Toronto is out in Los Angeles. The Leafs slipped up against the Sharks a couple of nights ago, lost 6-5 in a shootout, left a crucial point on the table, and now a tough matchup for Toronto in L.A. this evening. Tomorrow, Toronto goes down the 405. They'll play the Anaheim Ducks, second end of a back-to-back, 8 o'clock Eastern tomorrow. The Lightning, they don't play again until Tuesday night when they visit the New York Islanders. So what the Panthers and the Canadiens are doing, Panthers will play the Canadiens tomorrow afternoon in Sunrise and then Tuesday night in Montreal. That's what the Lightning and the Islanders are doing. Today, the Islanders visiting the Lightning, and then Tuesday night, those two teams will play up on Long Island. So that's how things line up looking ahead for the Panthers, for Toronto, for Tampa Bay. Action across the rest of the National Hockey League on this otherwise busy Saturday. Panthers don't play, but a lot of games and a lot of games that impact the playoff races. Buffalo at Philadelphia gets things started 1 o'clock Eastern. Mention the Islanders at the Lightning. 4:30 Eastern, the red-hot St. Louis Blues against the Colorado Avalanche out in Denver. 6 o'clock Eastern, New Jersey heads into Minnesota. Vegas visits Nashville at 6:30 Eastern. 7 o'clock Eastern, Columbus and Ottawa. Big game in the wild card chase there, though. Ottawa starting to look pretty comfortable in their spot. Mentioned Toronto at L.A., 8 o'clock Eastern, Boston at Detroit. Battle of Alberta at 10 o'clock. Calgary visits Edmonton, 10:30 Eastern. Stars and the Kraken out in Seattle, and the Rangers a night after a tough one. They left a point on the table against the Ducks last night, let a lead slip away, lost in the overtime last night. So the Rangers will try to bounce back against San Jose, 10:30 Eastern tonight. That takes us to the end of Panthers Insider. For Dan Day on the other side of the glass, big thanks to all of you for tuning in. Big thanks to Billy Lindsay for stopping by. Panthers and the Canadiens tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Join us across the radio network, or we hope to see you there. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com for your tickets. Folks, Doug Plagans here. This has been Panthers Insider. Thanks for being with us. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network presented by Baptist Health.